All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. UFC 316 is Saturday at the Prudential Center. I'll be in the building, and one of the fights that you'll see is Kelvin Gastelum going up against Joe Pyfer, and Joe is kind enough to join us right now, a rising star in the UFC. Joe, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I'm good, brother. I'm in fight shape and, just on the descent as far as the weight cut.
Yeah, and we know that the last 2 months have probably been a journey for you because this fight was supposed to happen 2 months ago, and it's well documented what happening with the food poisoning that canceled the fight. So kind of describe what the process has been like in this build up for 2 extra months with this one.
Just an extended camp of what I was already doing, brother. Had to get my stomach right. I was kind of messed up for a little while, a couple weeks after that. But, everything's good now. I did a whole cleanse, detox, and I feel fine and I feel good. And I'm ready to rumble.
And this one a little bit closer to home. So I'm sure 24, 48 hours, and you get closer to the fight, everything will be A-okay when it comes to the food department, right?
Yeah, 100%. But I'm still taking no chances this time. I will, I cooked my food 14 days out of 15 that I was there in Mexico, and I'll be cooking my food here 15 out of 15 days. So that does not happen again. And I don't think I'll ever eat out before a fight again to avoid, possibly losing it.
But we know what you can potentially be in the UFC. We all know your knockout ability, and we've seen that before, but we haven't seen you in the octagon since June 29th of 2024 when you had a knockout win. What should people expect when they see you walk on in and fight Kelvin coming up on Saturday night?
Just a more complete, well-rounded, ever-evolving, Joe Pyfer. I'm getting better. I'm young. I'm 28. I'm relatively healthy, and I feel really good. And I've been training my ass off, man. So I hope to be able to show a lot of my skills if I'm not able to get him out of there early and just show that, despite what people judge me by, my one loss by one round and a decision that I walked in with all kinds of things with, I'm constantly growing, and ultimately I'm going to be a fun fighter to watch, whether you like me or hate me. So let's get it.
Yeah, what is that Joe Pyfer experience like? Because you've been touted as a rising star. We've seen you get in the octagon in 2018. That journey from 2018 to now, how do you think your fight game has kind of grown through the last 7, 8 years?
Yeah, I've grown a lot, and I've obviously feel personally that my skills have grown a lot. My team does, my coaches do, and I'm still on a great trajectory, man. I've had one loss. I lost to a top guy. I lost a decision. It's not like you saw me get rocked, submitted, dropped. I didn't get finished like Bo Nickel, so I don't think that people were warranted of saying it's a fraud check. I just think that I needed a little more time to be seasoned and make those adjustments that I couldn't make in the fight, and it is what it is, man. So I think despite whatever negativity people want to say, which I welcome, I don't care. I'm doing me. I think my career is still heading in a very good trajectory. I'm 4-1 UFC and I'm young.
Yeah. And you talk about that trajectory and you talk about the potential and what people think you can become. People call you a rising star now and they wonder what you'll be a year from now. How do you hope that people are talking about you? Let's say if we're talking again, Joe Pyfer in a year from now.
It's going to come off smug, but I really don't care how people talk about me from a year from now, man. I used to care when I first got in, and I loved, that everybody liked me and all these things. But then when I had my first loss, everybody kind of switched up and started talking and all this. So if I'm being quite honest, I really don't give a what anybody has to say about me or how they feel. And that's just that. But I hope my team feels that in a year, like, wow, we've really worked our ass off and we really have, really fine tuned the fighting machine that I can be. So. And the man that I am, So I've definitely matured since I've been in the UFC. I've learned a lot since I've been in the UFC, and obviously I'm fighting the best in the world. So, I'm just happy to be here, man, and grateful for the opportunity.
You have such a powerful story. Obviously, it's been documented about your childhood and the abuse that you and your siblings unfortunately had to suffer that no child or no person should have to go through. And ultimately, you ran away from home, and now you've been able to turn your life around, and your career is off to a great start. Just what do you want people to know about your childhood that really, shaped the person that you are today?
I think what's been put out in the documentary that's on Roku, if people want to watch it, it's free. It doesn't cost any money. Go watch the story, and it kind of tells you and explains that for yourself. It's just I think kids that have troubled homes should stay in sports if possible, or they should find any means to find somebody like a coach, like they did for me, driving me to and from practice. You know, as long as they see that, you know, you want to be there and you try and you give your best effort, I think kids should stay in sports no matter how bad their life is. It saved mine, and it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of responsibility, commitment, discipline, and, you know, obviously, a very important factor of what I do today with wrestling is cutting weight. And, you know, I still do that till this day. So, just stay in sports, man, and do something positive and try to, you know, try to give back to the younger generation after you.
And you've talked about this, right? It's in the documentary about how important your high school wrestling coach was. Why did you think wrestling at that stage in your life was the proper fit to you to try to get you past some of the things, unfortunately, that you were going through?
Because I wanted to be an MMA fighter, I wanted to be a UFC fighter in particular, and I already had the jiu-jitsu background. I knew I didn't have money to go to like a corporate gym and go pay and, you know, do those things. So, and I was still in high school, didn't have a car, and it was the easiest access to combat sports. I know wrestling isn't striking, but it's a very good foundation and a very important element in mixed martial arts. So, I was never allowed to wrestle until I walked to school and walked home from school. So, yeah, it was the closest thing that I could do to stay active, being as though I had no way to continue jujitsu at my household at that time before I ran away.
You're a Philadelphia kid. Just wondering what type of sports fan were you growing up as a kid, Joe?
Always MMA and boxing. More MMA than boxing because I always thought it was kind of boring. I thought some boxing was just way too long, the rounds, and you know, I was still a kid, man. I didn't have that interest like I do now, but definitely MMA always has been.
Was there like something in particular that just kind of sparked the interest in wrestling and MMA? Because, right, usually a kid in Philadelphia, you think, and I've seen you train before in the Allen Iverson jersey, but usually thinking it's Sixers, usually thinking it's loving the Philadelphia Eagles. What particular really sparked your interest, even though we know Philadelphia has a great fighting lineage and history?
I like beating people up, brother. Simple as that. I like beating people up. I like knowing that I can go in there and absolutely dominate somebody and hurt them. So, you know, take that how you want it. But yeah, I enjoy causing damage on people and being the victor and getting paid for it.
Yeah, the thing that I love the most, actually, is you've talked about goals and you said you wanted to break Derrick Lewis's knockout record. Obviously, if you're knocking people out, you're winning, so that goes hand in hand. But to just phrase it that way, why was that something that was so important to you to then voice publicly for all the last few years?
What I believe, I think I have some of the most devastating knockout power, pound for pound, as far as being in my division. And across the UFC, I think I'm one of the hardest hitting guys in the UFC. And I think a lot of people believe it, and some don't, because they're skeptical, because I haven't really put it against somebody of high level and it's been successful. So, you know, if I have a great performance on Saturday, like I think I will, you know, knocking out a guy who's never been knocked out can solidify that. So, but yeah, that's the bro. I don't want to go out there and win boring decisions. And I want to be a guy that's exciting. And people, like I said, whether you love me, hate me, I don't give a f how you feel about me. When I fight, I want you to tune in. I want you to watch, and I want you to be entertained regardless of how you feel about me. So, and that's my style. I'll go out there and I try to cause damage and hurt your ass.
Well, as a fight fan, we definitely appreciate that, and we're looking forward to Saturday night. Last thing I want to ask you, just getting back to your documentary, when people watch it, and this is why I love doing a show like this, you never know who's listening, you never know who's watching, and you hear so many people write how we maybe help them get through a time in life or a guest that we bring on that had to overcome something. If someone, you know, is currently getting abused or has been abused, and they turn into it and tune into and watch your story, what do you just hope that they gain out of you being, you know, someone that is now in such a good spot but had to overcome a lot and so, you know, giving back in terms of just sharing your story and getting it off your chest?
Don't ever lie to yourself. Don't ever lie to yourself. One thing I never did is I never lied to myself, which was I knew this is what I wanted to do. And at times it was scary. At times it was doubtful. At times, you know, it was really hard and I couldn't see the benefit of doing it sometimes. But, you know, I didn't stop. Nonetheless, I still appreciated learning to defend myself while being able to hurt somebody else if need be. And then obviously I was a ruthless competitor. I think if you are in this sport in particular, you are a ruthless competitor. And there's nothing harder than getting into a cage and knowing that somebody else is trying to punch your lights out too. So, you're literally fighting a man for money. So, yeah, I mean, just don't ever lie to yourself, and whatever you think that unspoken is in your gut, whether you think it's you're a singer or you're meant to be an engineer or whatever it is, chase it and don't let it go, no matter how people feel about it. As long as it's not affecting anybody else in a negative way, as far as, like, don't do OnlyFans. Don't be a porno guy, like, you know what I mean? Like that. Like, make sure it's actually something that's useful to provide for yourself in the future and your future family, and just run with it. So don't ever lie to yourself. A lot of people lie to themselves and say they want to do something, but they're not willing to get up at any hour of the day to get better at it. And I was tested through time. I had to go do practices with certain coaches at 3 a.m. just to see if I would show the up. So and I did it. So yeah, I mean, whatever you feel you're willing to wake up at any hour of the day to do, go pursue that and don't let it go.
He's Joe Pyfer. You'll see him coming up UFC 316 Saturday night at the Prudential Center. Joe, good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.